Larry and Carol and Me. Larry and Carol Bass reviewed their ad for a male swing partner and clicked submit. In a few minutes, the ad should be on the adult website and they might get some forwarded email responses. But the first response they got was on their home phone. They had accidentally posted their real names. Since their home phone was listed, their names could lead any creep to their address and home phone number. Anyone who wanted to call them, come to the house, or stalk them could do so. They'd made a horrifying mistake with one click of a mouse. I found Larry and Carol Bass in the telephone directory, trying to verify an apparent posting mistake, but I responded to the ad through the usual, more discreet website channel. After losing my bisex threesome partners, Frank and Terry, I was trying to find new partners. Success seemed unlikely, so I was very glad to get in touch with Larry and Carol without being pushy. They owned up right away to the accidental indiscretion. They called back to swap basics and to laugh about the mistake. I liked anyone who could deal with their mistake so honestly and put it behind them. Larry and I were physically close, both about 6 feet tall, slender, with some muscles, me from weightlifting and swimming, Larry from working on major appliance repairs and running, and we're both in our late 30s. Carol was very small, 5 feet and 100 pounds, but very shapely. Her skin was the palest pink. Her eyes were hazel, which made a startling contrast with her skin. All of us had brown hair. I had the remains from nearly shaving a bald head. A couple lady friends had told me the shaved look went well with a very buff body. Larry's hair was full, neatly parted and combed. It was very conservative. Carol had a soft but short cut that accented her pixie woman figure and let her eye stand out. We could have passed for fringe conservatives, except to anyone who knew what we did on the side. Larry said on the phone that he was not really bi, but if you get three people in a bed, who's to say what might happen? I figured he was open to having his cock sucked, and that was the key aspect of a bi partner to me. I loved every form of sex with a woman. With the femme, it was all good. The only thing I truly craved from a male was a cock and balls to enjoy. Larry didn't have to be very bi for me to want to meet the Basses. We agreed to meet for drinks Friday night in a 30th floor hotel bar overlooking a river. The bar had a huge window featuring the river as it wound through town and the surrounding city and delta farmlands. Without mentioning it, I booked a room in the hotel for that night. We had only agreed to meet and see if there was chemistry, but my Boy Scout training was to be prepared. If the chemistry was right and everyone was ready to act on it, I was going to be prepared to entertain new partners. I arrived Friday afternoon to register and to look over the bar and room. The hotel was filled with conventioneers. It was not the usual convention, though. Girl Scouts had descended on the hotel for some sort of conclave, and they were everywhere, not being terribly well behaved. After I checked the room, I headed back to the elevator lobby. Three scouts in an elevator they had been holding yelled, "Going down?" before releasing the elevator and disappearing with howls of laughter. I hoped to be going down that night, so I had a better laugh at their prank than they probably expected. In fact, if the evening went well, I would be doing all sorts of sex acts in the middle of the Girl Scouts, which also gave me a chuckle. They wouldn't be in the bar unless scouting had changed more than I could imagine, although some scoutmasters might well need a few drinks. That evening, Larry, Carol, and I easily recognized each other at the hotel bar. We settled in front of a panoramic view and had a drink and discreet conversation. Before long, we were swapping sexual stories and thinly veiled indications of mutual approval. Larry and Carol had shared their bed with a very select few men, women, and couples, and discovered they liked all of the combinations. I shared a synopsis of my short swing history, emphasizing that I was happy to take my cues from them. We seemed highly compatible in the bar. The chemistry was hot and getting hotter. Carol was dressed conservatively, a cranberry-colored casual suit with a scoop-neck blouse revealing a hint of cleavage, black stockings and 2-inch heels that looked much higher given her own short stature. By second drinks, the conversation had turned entirely to sex, and Carol's skirt had crept up from showing off her fine-boned knees to revealing a good bit of thigh. She was seated right in front of the great window, but with Larry on one side and me on the other. Only the two of us and anyone passing in front of us could see much of her. She shifted, and the skirt rose to display garters attached to the tops of her stockings and a lot of soft, white thigh. She brushed back her hair and in the same motion opened one button of her blouse and then two. I had a clear view of a lacy black bra lifting perfect white breasts. The body language was blatant. Carol wanted sex and soon. "If you'd like to join me, I've taken a room a few floors down for tonight," I invited. Larry didn't look at Carol to know their answer was, "Sounds just fine. Let's finish our drinks and go." In 10 minutes, we were in the room and stripping. Larry and I got naked and perched on opposite sides of the king-size bed. We let our jaws drop and stared as Carol did a slow strip out of her suit jacket, blouse, and skirt. She was still wearing the black push-up bra and a black garter belt with the hose and heels. She'd been without panties all the time in the bar. Anyone who had seen her skirt up over the garter hooks had probably seen a lot more. She had a light brown downy patch over her mound and around her pussy. She stood at the end of the bed and bent forward, hands on knees, nearly swinging her breasts out of the bra. I realized I'd stopped breathing. Carol turned her back to us and dropped forward slowly, legs slightly spread, revealing her beautiful ass and legs and a little pink pussy between them. I know I started breathing again because I was conscious when Carol faced us and said, "I really need someone to eat me. I'm so hot I want to get really wet before you fuck me." The words were hardly out of her mouth before Larry and I arrived on opposite sides of her. We were each on our knees, hoping she would choose our attention for her pleasure. My mouth was wet and ready to be of service as I anticipated her sweet pussy juices on my face. She turned toward me and parted her legs just as I had hoped. My face was already on its way to her pussy when I felt her little hand grab the back of my head and guide it home. I licked almost the length of her outer lips and lingered just a little at the top to probe for her clit. I started back to the lower reaches of her lips, but I encountered Larry's chin with his tongue sliding backward over her slit. I overlapped my strokes with his, and each trip to the top of Carol's pussy, I felt her clit bigger and harder. I could hear Larry sucking and licking as avidly as I was, presumably opening Carol's fuckhole near the bottom of her pussy slit. But I found out he was ranging farther than that. With a slight push of her pelvis, Carol freed herself from our faces long enough to turn around. Now I faced her shapely ass, framed by the garters and stockings. Even in dim light, I could see she was wet with saliva from the start of separate ass cheeks down. Larry had been worshipping her ass on his way to open her pussy. I rubbed a hand between Carol's legs. Her pussy was leaking wet. Larry was already busy where I had been. I ducked into position and started licking from the top of Carol's cheeks, raking my tongue across her asshole and into the bottom of her swelling pussy. Between sheer desire and bending my neck, I got lightheaded, but I kept licking. Carol wore a light floral perfume where it wafted to me as I ate her. The scent combined with her smells to fuel my desire and to spin my brain even more. I would have eaten her until I passed out and done it gladly. Again, Carol gave Larry and I each a little bump away with her hips. She stepped from between and, grabbing Larry by his rigid cock, led him to the bed. She guided him to sit high on the bed and bent from her knees to take his cock in her mouth. Her ass was toward me and raised over her knees. My most primitive brain sent me to the bed behind her, and I ran one hand under her and dragged it across her pussy and up her ass. It came away incredibly wet with pussy juices and saliva. I wiped the juices over my hard cock and slid into her pussy from behind. She moaned as my cock went in easily to the hilt. She was so wet, even her tight little pussy accepted me with a light, teasing resistance. I started to stroke slowly to control my urgency. Carol seemed tiny when I grabbed her hips to steady them. She was amazingly soft and smooth, from the skin over her hip bones to her pussy lips, to where I parted them to rub the side of my thumb over her hard clit. I felt like I must be fucking an angel, except, of course, that I couldn't imagine an angel getting my cock so wet on one end and slobbering on Larry's dick on the other. While I was bent over Carol's back, reaching around to rub her clit, Larry decided to shift. He crawled under Carol head first, bringing his face to where I slipped in and out of her. Carol accepted his cock back into her mouth. I could hear her sucking him and feel one of her arms rock as she jerked him gently. Then I felt Larry's tongue and lips as he began to lick Carol's pussy, grazing my cock in the process. My primitive brain took over again, and I pushed Carol's legs into a wider spread and lowered myself with her pussy. Now Larry's licking extended from Carol's clit down her slit and over my sliding shaft. Most of his efforts reached as far as my balls. I was again wet with flowing pussy juices and saliva. The image of fucking an angel was gone, replaced by the very here and now feelings of 100 frictions and the smells of sweat and feminine sexuality. In only a couple minutes of being on her sides, Carol put both hands behind my head and pulled it toward her clit. I gladly moved toward that prize. I was astonished to find her clit swelling again as soon as I started sucking it into my mouth. I reached both arms up to find the bra gone, and I grasped a creamy white breast in each hand. Her breasts were wonderfully full and heavy, and the nipples hardened and swelled. I captured each nipple by pinching just behind it between my first and second fingers. Carol squealed at the pinch, but the nipples became more sensitive and larger. I began to pull the nipples away and stretch the breasts with my firmly clamped fingers. She moaned a sound that started somewhere in her pelvis, and I ate her clit furiously while adding a twisting motion to the nipple pulling. The twisting sent her thrashing into a third orgasm. She groaned and squirmed. Her movements almost dislodged my mouth from her clit and Larry's cock from her pussy, but we clung to her hips from both sides and kept taking her, by mouth from the front and the cock from behind. Larry reacted to her sounds and movements with stronger thrusts that drove her clit harder into my face. After her third climax passed, Carol relaxed and rolled onto her stomach. Larry's cock slipped out of her, and I flipped backward out of her way. I was laying with my feet at Carol's head and my head at the foot of the bed, and my cock was pointing at the ceiling, erect again. The smell of sex, the sounds, and the tactile sensations of all the sucking and the fucking had raised my desire again. While his own wet cock softened and shrank, Larry spotted my erection growing. He leaned over Carol and took my cock in his mouth. He held the base in one hand to begin sucking the head, and most of the shaft straight up and down. My cock quickly reached a maximum size, and the nerves around the head vibrated. I was close to a second orgasm. Meanwhile, Carol had regained her senses and was leaning on one elbow watching. She moved her top leg up to open a path to her pussy, and used a hand to separate the lips and exposed her fucked-out hole. Her pussy was dripping juices. The cum Larry had pulled out of her formed a white band of foam and liquid all around her hole. The labia were hot pink and swollen from being fucked through three orgasms. I wanted back in that pussy with all my being. I brushed Larry off my cock. He fell away easily, probably seeing some of what I did, or at least seeing where my gaze was concentrated. I slid behind Carol, both of us on our sides, and quickly guided my cock into her silken wet, the juices lining her vagina, and the way three orgasms had fatigued her pussy muscles, my cock found silken, slippery surfaces and a loose canal. My thighs and my stomach shone with sticky fluids from Carol's skin. My strokes were wonderfully satisfying. With my hands holding Carol's hip bones, I set in for a long fuck. Her moans and little wiggles suggested that Carol was in the same mellow, but in only a couple minutes of being on our sides, Carol put both hands behind my head and pulled it toward her clit. I gladly moved toward that prize. I was astonished to find her clit swelling again as soon as I started sucking it into my mouth. I reached both arms up to find the bra gone and grasped a creamy white breast in each hand. Her breasts were wonderfully full and heavy, and the nipples were hardened and they swelled. I captured each nipple by pinching just behind it between my first and second fingers. Carol squealed at the pinch, but the nipples became sensitive and larger. I began to pull the nipples away and to stretch the breasts with my firmly clamped fingers. She moaned a sound that started somewhere in her pelvis, and I ate her clit furiously while adding a twisting motion to the nipple pulling. The twisting sent her into a thrashing third orgasm. She groaned and squirmed. Her movements almost dislodged my mouth from her clit and Larry's cock from her pussy, but we clung to her hips from both sides and kept taking her by mouth from the front and cock from behind. Larry reacted to her sounds and movements with stronger thrusts that drove her clit harder into my face. After her third climax passed, Carol relaxed and rolled onto her stomach. Larry's cock slipped out of her, and I flipped backward out of her way. I was laying with my feet at Carol's head and my head at the foot of the bed, and my cock was pointed at the ceiling, erect again. The smell of sex, the sounds, and the tactile sensations of all the fucking and sucking had raised my desire again. While his own wet cock softened and shrank, Larry spotted my erection growing. He leaned over Carol and took my cock in his mouth. He held the base in one hand and began sucking the head and most of the shaft straight up and down. My cock quickly reacted and reached maximum size, and the nerves around the head vibrated. I was close to a second orgasm. Meanwhile, Carol had regained her senses and was leaning on one elbow, watching us. She moved her top leg up to open a path to her pussy and used a hand to separate the lips and exposed her fucked-out hole. Her pussy was dripping juices. The cum Larry had pulled out of her formed a white band of foam and liquid all around her hole. The labia were hot pink and swollen from being fucked through three orgasms. I wanted back in that pussy with all my being. I brushed Larry off my cock. He fell away easily, probably seeing some of what I did, or at least seeing where my gaze was concentrated. I slid behind Carol, both of us on our sides, and quickly guided my cock into her silken wet hole. The juices lining her vagina and the way three orgasms had fatigued her pussy muscles, my cock found silken, slippery surfaces and a loose canal. My thighs and my stomach shone with sticky fluids from Carol's skin. My strokes were wonderfully satisfying. With my hands holding Carol's hip bones, I set in for a long fuck. Her moans and her little giggles suggested that Carol was in the same mood and in the same hot place. Larry's dick was slimmer than most, but at least 7 inches long and totally rigid. I sucked and he stroked. He stroked my mouth and I stroked his wife's pussy. The combination of Carol on my dick and Larry in my mouth pushed my senses beyond a trigger point. Muscles contracted from my legs to my shoulders and I started to pump Carol faster, headed for my second climax. I was irretrievably on course when Larry pulled out of my mouth and moved back and down. He pushed his way between Carol's legs and fastened his face again to her clit. I could feel Carol tighten with the stimulation, which pushed me closer to coming. Three more strokes and I exploded in an orgasm that seemed impossible. My cock was steel hard as it sought the deepest possible place in Carol's pussy to spew my cum. My cum shot into her, smaller sprays than the first time, and the intense spasms of climax continued after my cum was spent. Carol's pussy had been sloppy slick with her juices, my first cum and Larry's cum when I entered her. It now contained two cum loads for me, and my cock slipped out of her hole, covered with sex juice and growing slack. Carol accompanied my climax with another of her own. She felt my quivering, pumping orgasm in her pussy, just as Larry bore in on her clit. He gently pulled her clit into his mouth with his lips, held it there, and drove her over the edge with tonguing both hard and incredibly fast. She almost cried as her fourth orgasm hit. The mere fact of so many climaxes in one evening made this one more intense. She had never felt so completely taken or so wholly sexual. Carol and I collapsed when our orgasm subsided, me still behind her, my hands now cupping her breasts gently. I was numb and empty-headed, and Carol must have felt similarly. Larry, in contrast, had become aroused again. He sat watching us with a half-erect cock, either enjoying his wife's incredible performance or looking over the possibilities, probably both. After a short intermission, he decided what he wanted. He motioned for me to go to the top of the bed. I crawled to the spot and pushed onto my knees. Then Larry threw a couple of pillows in front of me and lifted Carol onto them, ass up. She stuffed the pillows under her middle, raising her bottom all she could. She was at once fucked out and eager to be taken again. Larry knelt between Carol's legs, held his half-rigid cock out with one hand, and reached to guide my mouth with the other. I straddled Carol with knees and hands, my slick cock dragging over her back, and took Larry's cock into my mouth. Ordinarily, I like to tease the head of a cock first, but this was about what Larry wanted. He delivered his cock directly to my lips, and I parted them to take all of his hacked, half-erect member into my mouth. There I swirled my tongue around the head and shaft. I waggled my head side to side, so my cheeks rubbed his dick. His cock was covered with dried sex juices, but my saliva quickly combined with them. I had never tasted a cock so covered with the products of sex. Larry grew in my mouth and soon pushed me off of him. One of Larry's hands parted Carol's legs and revealed her pussy and the juices leaking out of it and staining the pillow beneath. The other hand guided his cock in almost vertically. He was going to fuck the very back wall of her pussy in search of the territory least plundered already that night. When he shoved in, Carol moaned and arched a little. The pressure against the back wall of her canal gave her a pleasant surprise as it hit the most sensitive nerves she had left. Larry was in no hurry to finish his second fuck of the evening. For the next 20 minutes he stroked against Carol's back pussy wall. Every few minutes he would pull out and offer me his cock to lick off and to tease just under the head. Then he would plunge back into Carol. I fondled Carol's breasts, reaching around her to caress them and occasionally to flick or to squeeze a nipple lightly. Carol stayed up on her elbows enough for me to reach her tits, but I could tell she was beyond having another orgasm. Larry announced his second orgasm of the evening when he put both hands on the bed for support and shoved several deep thrusts into Carol, then straightened rigidly over her, just dipping his dick by lowering his whole torso with his legs. Spent, he fell off of Carol and then slid off of the entire bed. He grinned up from the floor, and we grinned down at him from the bed. It must have been nearly an hour later that Larry and Carol were dressed and ready to leave the hotel room. Carol announced that she had a new personal record for most orgasms in one night, and that there was so much cum running down her thighs and stockings, it must be pooling in her shoes. She said, "I never felt so completely fucked or so happy to be a slut for the night." We said our good wishes, thank yous, and meet agains. Larry and Carol were in the elevator lobby when I discovered a pair of earrings on the bedside table. I raced to the floor lobby just in time to see Larry and Carol in the back of a packed elevator.